From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Syrian opposition holds talks with UN envoy. After boycotting the start of indirect peace talks, representatives of the main Syrian opposition group have met with UN envoy for Syria, Stéphane de Mistura, in Geneva. De Mistura left the informal meeting Sunday, telling reporters he is optimistic and determined the opposition will eventually join the peace process. Salem Al-Maslet is a spokesman for the opposition coalition.
But now we're losing more people, more children, more civilians, just to satisfy Russia and Assad. I believe now it's the time that these countries, members of the Security Council, to take a step forward to prove to the Syrian people that they are standing by them.
The talks are meant to lay the groundwork for eventual direct negotiations. The Islamic State group has claimed a triple bombing in a southern Damascus suburb. At least 60 people are dead. The African Union wrapped up a heads of state summit Sunday without decisive action on Burundi. Marta Vandervolf reports.
The African Union did not gather enough support during its summit to deploy troops to Burundi without the country's consent. Despite the decision from the AU Peace and Security Council in December to send in troops to halt violence. Peace and Security Commissioner for the African Union, Ismail Shergi, said the continental body will send a high-level delegation to Burundi to continue consultations and the possible deployment. Marta van der Wolf, Addis Ababa.
The Zika virus outbreak in Latin America could be a bigger threat to global health than the Ebola epidemic. That's according to several public health experts who spoke with The Guardian and Examiner newspapers ahead of an emergency meeting of the World Health Organization on Monday to decide whether the virus should be rated a health crisis. This is VOA. On the eve of Monday's Iowa caucuses, presidential hopefuls stepped up their campaigns, hoping to encourage voters to participate in the meetings. On the Republican side, the entire field of contenders are chasing frontrunner Donald Trump. Public opinion polls have Trump slightly ahead of Senator Ted Cruz. On the Democratic side, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in a tight race with Senator Bernie Sanders. Clinton targeted middle-class voters feeling an economic pinch.
Don't tell me we can't raise incomes for everybody. We did it. Not just at the top. Middle-class folks, working people, poor people, they were all better off.
Candidate Hillary Clinton. The Saudi Gazette newspaper reported Sunday that government authorities have arrested 9 American citizens among 33 terror suspects rounded up over the past few days. Citing an unidentified source, the paper reported that 4 Americans were arrested on Monday and 5 others were arrested over the past 4 days. Europe's police agency says more than 10,000 unaccompanied migrant children have disappeared over the past 2 years. Europol Chief of Staff Brian Donald told Britain's Observer newspaper that organized crime rings and sex traffickers may be involved. A military general who opposes Uganda's longtime president has been arrested. An attorney for General David Sejusa says the general is being detained at a military barracks in the Ugandan capital Kampala. Sejusa has called President Yoweri Museveni a dictator. His arrest is likely to raise tensions ahead of the presidential elections on February the 18th. The United States Aid Agency has announced a $97 billion emergency assistance program for Ethiopia to help address the humanitarian crisis resulting from the El Niño weather phenomenon. USAID says weather warming over the Pacific Ocean had a negative impact on weather patterns, exacerbating food insecurity among poor households. Scores of people are feared dead after Boko Haram militants attacked a village on the outskirts of Maiduguri in northeastern Nigeria. Witnesses say the militants attacked the town of Dolori late Sunday, shooting residents and burning down their homes. Former Salvadoran President Francisco Flores has died. He had recently slipped into a coma after being rushed to a hospital in San Salvador after suffering a stroke. He was 56. Turkey's foreign ministry says a Russian warplane entered Turkish airspace on Friday, despite what Turkish and NATO officials said were repeated warnings. Russia dismisses the allegations as, quoting now, baseless propaganda. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.